USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Virginia Beach city government worker who shot and killed 12 people in a municipal building had emailed his resignation hours before the massacre. Virginia Beach Police Chief James Severa.
A lot of questions have been asked about the suspect's employment status. We're going to look at that to see if it had anything to do with the horrific acts and the events that he perpetrated. However, that's part of the ongoing investigation. However, I will tell you, he was not terminated, and he was not in the process of being terminated.
City Manager Dave Hansen on the suspect's employment status.
To my knowledge, the perpetrator's performance was satisfactory, that he was in good standing within his department, and that there were no issues of discipline ongoing.
This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump isn't backing down from his plan to impose a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports in about a week. But USA Today's Susan Page explains that might be a problem for the proposed U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement.
You know, there's actually some thought that this might be something that could get approved by the Congress, this new NAFTA or NAFTA 2.0. But I think the sense is that that prospect, which wasn't that bright but maybe was there, has been undermined by this threat to Mexico on tariffs.
The Trump administration is still answering questions about the fallout over President Trump and the U.S. John McCain. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan told reporters that the Navy did get a request to keep the warship's name hidden from the president.
The White House Military Office coordinated directly with the 7th Fleet, and the White House Military Office gave a directive that the USS John McCain should be hidden from view. The directive was not carried out.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Presidential candidate Joe Biden is bashing President Trump's human rights record. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Biden speaking at an LGBT Pride Month event in Columbus, Ohio on Saturday, and the former VP accuses Trump of not taking a strong stand in favor of basic human rights for all.
This White House has literally a bully pulpit, is callously extending his power over the most vulnerable, implementing discriminatory policies like Muslim bans, turning away asylum seekers, putting children in cages.
Also speaking of his policies concerning the LGBTQ community, Biden promising the first thing he'd do if elected president is to get the Equality Act passed if it still were not already approved by Congress by then. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Purdue Foods is recalling chicken nuggets. About 50,000 bags of frozen, fully cooked, organic, gluten-free chicken breast nuggets are being recalled. The company says there's a potential that a small number of the packages may contain small pieces of wood. The bags are marked with an expiration date of October 25, 2019. So far, there have been no reports of any injury associated with the product. For more info, log on to PurdueFarms.com. Take us with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at USAradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.